Today on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, we are going to meet Nandan Gautam. So stick around. You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time. All right, everybody, welcome back to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Today we've got another great artist story for you. We've got Nandan Gautam on, and we're going to be meeting him in a minute. First, I'd like to just kind of go over a couple of things with you. You are listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, and our website is LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. Please check back often for more artist stories like the one you're going to hear today, and plus a whole bunch of others that are there. When you hear the ones that you like, the ones that really kind of appeal to you, that really speak to you, please share them around. This is how we promote music in 2018, almost 2019 here. This is how it gets done. You share it with your friends, and they get to get excited about it too. So don't forget to do that. We got some cool merch there, t-shirts, mugs, shot glasses, all kind of fun stuff. So please check that out. If you'd like to dig a little deeper, you'd like to get some sort of go behind the music, you want some... want to get in on some planning sessions for the podcast, you want to contribute ideas to what we're doing, you want to sort of get the background scoop on what's going on here, please get involved with my inner circle at LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. That is LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. You'll have access to exclusive music, exclusive video, an exclusive conversation, and you can find that all at LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. All right, guys, as I was saying, we've got Nandan Gautam on the line with us today. Nandan, welcome to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
Thank you for having me, Lou. Thank you so much.
Okay, why don't you tell us a little bit about your background. Where are you from?
Well, I'm from India.
Okay.
I grew up in a very small town in India, and with a lot of very interesting music exposure. I mean, I think the first few albums that I heard in terms of Western music was probably The Carpenters and The Beatles. So, you know, pop music my family would play music all the time in the house. So that's how I got interested in Western music, you know?
So what is your musical sort of experience? Did you start singing? Did you start playing the piano or something? Like, how did you get started in actual playing?
I never got started, Lou. That's the truth. I'm going to be brutally honest with
sure,
you.
Good.
I tried learning the piano. I tried learning the guitar. It was my teachers would literally, they would feel so sorry for me because the gap between how much I loved music and how bad I was so huge. And they would feel so bad that here's this guy who just absolutely, he wants to do something, but nothing's coming out. So I could not read music. I didn't have the hand-eye coordination. My left and my right hand would not... You know, I don't know how to do it. It's like telling you to drive and, I don't know, play the piano and drive at the same time. You know, something like that. It felt like that to me. You know, using the left and the right hand.
Yeah.
It was like, what? I can't do this, you know? So it was not productive. I never got started, Lou.
So how did you end up making music then? Because you have music out.
Correct. I tried so many times. I went to school in the US. You know, I applied. I was good with graphics and photography and design. So I applied as an art major.
Okay.
And I got into a small private school called McDaniel College. That was in Maryland, and I got in there for art, but secretly, you know, in the depth of my heart, I was hoping that I will switch over to music at some point because someone would recognize my genius, you know, but
okay.
that never happened. My guitar teacher, it's the same story all over again. His name was Derek Day, and he, at the end of the semester, he just says, Nandan, I'm going to give you a C even though I should give you an F, and that's only because you love music. Because we used to chat, you know, we would talk about the jazz players, and I would be vibing with him so well, And then at the end of the class, he would be like, but play something. And I would be, you know, just all wrong notes. I mean, talk about not being a natural. So I just kept, you know what happened? I think the best thing what happened to me on hindsight, in hindsight,
okay,
was that I was listening to a whole bunch of music. As much as I couldn't play, Lou, I was listening to music probably 8 hours a day. I would have my headphones on and I would be listening to fusion, jazz, like Steely Dan was, I would listen to a huge amount of Steely Dan, Pat Metheny group, so many, all the great, great players, great, great bands out there. I would be listening to them. Literally, I would wake up and put my headphones on. And I think that's how it got started. My love, I mean, my love for music and my the depth of music that I've heard, I think, was amazing. And then I got back into it just thanks to Steve Jobs and digital and GarageBand and, okay, and the MacBook Air, you know, that I'm talking to you on. It's really thanks to technology that I could convert my musical ideas into a physical form without being a musician. So that's the story.
So your instrument then really is the computer.
Yeah, little bit of keyboards, but fundamentally it's a computer. Yes.
Wow. So what is your approach then to correct, what is your approach to songwriting? How does it start for you, and then what do you do to bring it to life?
I approach every piece of my music sort of like a painting or a carpet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's I go layer by layer. I don't know. I probably know one chord. I know the C major chord. That's it.
Right.
I don't want to know any more chords.
All right.
Because, you know, if I press any three keys on my keyboard, I get a chord, right? Any three or four.
Okay.
Like literally, right. it'll be some funny chord like a B diminished, suspended five. I have no idea what that stuff is.
Okay.
But it'll be some weird chord. So what I do, I have a trial and method approach. I keep banging out chords every second. I mean, I just let my hands go anywhere. And when I feel that there are two chords that are sounding good, I'll say, ah, I got a good one. I got a good thing going here. So I got my second one. Then I'll say, I got my second one. I'm looking for the third. And I just keep banging my hand until I get the right. That's how I do it.
That's how you do it. It's trial and error.
Absolutely trial and error. Wow. Because when it hits, the good thing is, Lou, because of so many years and hours of listening, you know, the 10,000 rule, right, hour rule,
mm-hmm,
I probably have done 100,000 hours of listening, or maybe a million. I have no idea. I haven't calculated. But when you know solo, like I can sing to you an Alan Holdsworth solo. And if you know who's Alan Holdsworth.
Absolutely. I know who Alan Holdsworth is. Yes.
Yeah. I can sing his solos. That's how much I've heard the music, you know?
Wow. That's a feat in and of itself to be able to sing an Alan Holdsworth solo. And those of you that don't know Alan Holdsworth, do a YouTube search on Alan Holdsworth and you'll know the complexity of which we are talking about here. Go ahead.
Yes. And of course, goes without saying, Pat Metheny solos,
yeah,
piano solos. I can sing solos. I mean, I don't sing them well, but I know what I want to sing, if you know what I mean.
Right.
It's, I'm
you know,
hearing it.
You have the shape of it. You know,
correct. I know the exact shape of it. I mean, it's like an old girlfriend. You know every single thing about her. It's like that, you know?
Well, I tell you what, let's take a little break and listen to your trial and error results here. This is actually a very beautiful piece here. It's called Hold On to Your Sails. And guys, I think you're really going to love this. So check out Hold On to Your Sails by Nandan Gautam on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
Hold on to your sails, you will not lose. knows me. Hold on to your sails, it's not what you see. It's now or never, my friend, just what can you be? 'Cause I'm not coming back, you can't search for me. Looking for nothing, he stands, the king of the sea. I wanna be the one eternally. Hold on to your sails, hold on to your sails, eternally. Hold on to your sails eternally.
Okay, that is a beautiful piece of music. I would sort of like categorize that just in my mind. I think of like kind of like new age sort of thing. I would say like a good music to maybe kind of like meditate with, you know, kind of just let your mind kind of dream with. I'm reading here in your notes, you had a little bit of a spiritual kind of awakening, something that happened to you. And you also are heavily involved with yoga. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, for sure. Because I think music is it's out there. It's in a cloud or something. And then we are trying to access melodies. I mean, there's one thing that I think AI is not going to be able to do, which is it's not going to be able to create a tune, a song. I don't know. Maybe in the future it will. But I don't think, because I think there's something magical there. I think there's something, and I think when you meditate, and I've done a lot of meditation, I've done a lot of yoga in my life. That's what I do, basically. And I think it keeps your mind so open that you're in a very beautiful place to access things. And I think that's how I approach music. I'm just trying to find that melody. I feel it's out there. And as I find one or two notes, I literally begin with one, two, three, few notes. And then from there, it just grows and grows and grows. And I keep adding layers and layers. And so I think the connection for me, it's huge. Because I think it all comes from there for me, you know. Because I don't have the knowledge. I don't have a lick that I can fall back on. So whatever I sing, it has to be fresh. Anything that I create, it has to be fresh, because I have nothing to fall back on, you know?
Yeah. It's a unique place or a unique sort of place to create music from. Most musicians spend time thinking or studying music, playing, learning other people's music, et cetera, et cetera. And then they kind of warp that into their own thing. Whereas you aren't working with any of that. You are just kind of like drawing it in from the ether or just, you know, from, you know, consciousness or whatever. So that is definitely going to give you a unique approach to it. With the way you do things, do you perform live at all?
I've never tried, Lou, because okay. I'm very much a studio, because I make music at 3 a.m. in the morning. I think if I went to a studio, it may not happen.
Okay.
I need a bottle of wine, you know, next to me. Because then, you know, it's my mind is like really fluid. And then I get these musical ideas. And for me, one good musical idea is worth like millions. It's worth its weight in gold, you know. You just don't get, it's so difficult, Lou, to get an original musical idea, because sometimes you find you're doing something and you've heard it before.
Yeah.
It's a mishmash of whatever it's just a cut and paste. It's a collage of something that you've heard. So to come up with something that of course is influenced, there's no question. When I say it's coming from ether, I mean, I think the greatest of musicians have pulled it out from ether themselves, even if they've had, you know, I think some musicians have got, they know a lot about musical theory, and they're probably some like probably Jimi Hendrix, who I have a feeling, I don't think he was really much of a music theory guy, but
right.
I think he could access, he loved sound, you know. I think it's how much you love a melody and how much you love sound. In the end, that will lead you. If you truly love a good melody, and if you are on the hunt for it, you're going to find it somehow or the other.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say that mine is a valid, or I don't say it's not valid or valid. I'm not going to say that's the only way, but that's the only way I could.
That's the only way you can do it.
Lou, it was born out of necessity. Necessity is the mother of invention. That's how I had to, and I had to find a way, and that's how I did it.
Excellent. Well, I think you did it great, and I think it sounds awesome, and I really like Hold On To Your Sails. You also have a track on your, I was looking at your Facebook page, and you have a video track there with Tony Das Is that new or is that older?
No, it's part of the same album.
Okay, so tell us about the album and that. Then go ahead and tell us about that. Then go ahead.
Sure. So this album is called The King of the Sea, and this album was being made as I was writing a book. So it's a metaphysical novel and a sort of a musical odyssey, where I have two volumes of music. The first one, which is already out, that's The King of the Sea. And my second album will be out in November, and that's called The Divine Flaw. And both these albums are, they have 11 songs each, and each song is a theme of the chapter, of a specific chapter in the book. So I've created this kind of a universe where you're following the narrative of the story in the book, and the emotional theme. And I think not even much more. There's some people, I mean, someone might say that my albums are accompanied by the novel. And then there's some people might say that the novel's accompanied by the music, because it's not a soundtrack. A soundtrack is very much complementary. You've heard Hold On To Your Sails.
Right.
It's not a soundtrack. I mean, it's not just a little piano and a little strings behind that, you know, it's not exactly music that you'll play when you're reading a book. It's a little bit more forward, you know.
Yes.
It demands a little bit of attention. It's not sort of background score, you know. So it's this funny. It's right in the middle there, I would say. So I think my music it functions as a background score, but I think it's a lot more than that, because I think emotionally it will connect you to my protagonist in the novel. And that's my intention. I want to really connect people to the journey that I took 5 years to write that book. And this music is really supporting, helping the reader to just dive into my world, you know? So that's what.
So the book and the music are kind of, they work in, okay, to use a musical reference here. They work in concert with one another, correct?
Yeah. They work in tandem.
Correct.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And what made you decide to do that? What sort of came first? Was it the idea of I would imagine with you, such a passion for music, probably the music started, but what idea started germinating first?
It was a very, very specific moment. I was writing, and by chance my iTunes player was playing some of my own compositions, you know. Mm-hmm. It was on shuffle, and then I had some music playing as I was writing, and it played one of my own tracks, and I said, wow, I would love to be reading that book and listening to this, because it's the same soul, you know what I mean? It's the same thing, and that music, I just felt it was meant for that chapter. In fact, that was that's called The Ship of Desires. That was the very first the video. There's a music video that's out on YouTube. It's called The Ship of Desires, that features Tony Das on electric guitar, and that track was so in sync with that chapter called The Ship of Desires. So I named that track after the chapter. And that gave me the idea to say, I said, why don't I do a whole album where I pick up on all the chapters which I think are important and create sort of this music around that chapter to really give you the theme of the chapter and not, you know, so that's how the idea happened.
Absolutely. So, beautiful. Just very, very, yeah, this is like heavy stuff. So this is like on a whole other level. So congratulations. I wish you great success with this.
The nice part was that when I told a couple of my friends, I said, you know, I'm writing this novel, and I'm going to have an album along with the same name, the same title. They're like, someone must have done that. I said, I don't think anyone has done that till now. Like, so it's literally the first time that someone's done this. I'm not sure how good it is. That's people are going to be the judge of that. But I think I'll be the first.
So why don't you go ahead and tell everybody where they can find out more about you on the internet?
Yes, you can log on to www.nandangautam.com. That's NandanGautam.com. I'm also on Instagram at Nandan Gautam Official, and I'm also on Facebook, Nandan Gautam Official. So you can just check me out, and I would actually tell everyone, go and listen to my music video. Just type in The Ship of Desires in YouTube. That's it.
That's it. Okay. The Ship of Desires, type that into YouTube, and you will find out, you'll hear the music, and you can find out everything from there. The music, the book, they go together. And you can find what your website is nandangautam.com, and let me spell it for everybody again. NandanGautam.com, and there's some cool you can stream some of the sound samples, and you can get all the information there. Very cool stuff. Nandan, thank you so much for hanging out with us today. If you got a minute, I need to do a little business with you as soon as we're done. I need to wrap up the podcast right now, though. You got a minute to hang out?
Of course. Thank you, Lou. Thank you for having me.
No problem. All right, everybody. You heard it here. That is Nandan Gautam, and you can check him out. The great combo here of a novel and music at the album at the same time. And that's The King of the Sea. Just stunning. Just really kind of blown away. And I just, especially with the approach that he takes, it was a real eye-opener today for me as well. So really appreciate it. You listen to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Go to LudiniRockandRollCircus.com to check out all the merchandise. Check out all the other podcasts. Please share the ones that you love around, because this is how we get these bands some promotion here. If you'd like to hang out with me in my private groups, get access to exclusive music, exclusive video, go to lulombardimusic.com/innercircle. All right, guys, thanks so much for hanging out today. I really encourage you to check out Nandam's music and really enjoy it. And I'll catch you guys all next time on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.